The next patient is Sylvia Betancourt. The last name is Betancourt, like entangle. Sylvia, Silvia. This is a clinical case of a 70-year-old Hispanic female that in March of 2022, the gastroenterologist found her with a B-cell lymphoma that was localized in the left upper quadrant of the abdomen. Period. The patient was referred to the Florida Cancer Center. Dr. Riaz, R-I-A-Z, has been following the patient. She got 6 rounds of chemotherapy, and a PET scan was done on September 16 of 2022, 1 month after she had finished the chemotherapy, and there were a couple of areas that were suggestive of a remaining lesions. Period. The patient went back to the gastroenterologist, Dr. Ekichi, A-E-K-I-C-I. Who found several polyps that he couldn't remove because of the size and the need to give anesthesia while doing these procedures. She was referred to the gastroenterologist, a different outfit in Orlando, and several polyps were removed. Pending is the evaluation with the CT scan, and she's scheduled to have a repeat colonoscopy in May of 2023, period. During this time, the kidney function has remained stable. There was no deterioration of the kidney function. The latest laboratory workup that was done in January the 12th of 2023 shows that the patient has a creatinine of 1.1, a BUN of 23, and an estimated EFR of 51.4. And the protein creatinine ratio is consistent with 500 milligrams of protein per gram of creatinine. We are going to follow the case closely. This patient could be down the road a candidate for the administration of the either Kerendia or SGLT2 inhibitor. Period. Number two, the patient has hypercalcemia. This hypercalcemia is most likely associated to the lymphoma. It has been trending down. The serum calcium was 10.8. We are going to order ionized calcium, comma, PTH, comma, and R, like in Robert, RPTH, period. Following number, the patient has been with a BMI that is more than 30. Currently, the patient weighs 202 pounds And she was advised not to gain the body weight back. Period. Paragraph, we are going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. And we will be very attentive to the follow-up regarding the PET scan and the oncology evaluation, as well as the gastroenterology evaluation. Paragraph, we spend 6 minutes in the evaluation of the lab, in the face-to-face 15 minutes, and in the documentation 7 minutes.